The Astros inching closer to the AL West title as they take on the Mariners. Dallas Keuchel on the hill for Houston. The Astros seem pretty loose before this one as the magic number stands at 2 coming into the contest. No score in the second. 2 on, 2 outs. Derek Fisher facing Erasmo Ramirez.
Going after the first pitch, a slice, and a fair ball into the corner. Taken there by Motter. Beltran chucking home and scores the first run of the game. Bregman first to third. And the Astros are on the board early. It's 1-0 Houston thanks to their young number 9 hitter, Derek Fisher.
The 1-0 to Springer. And that's lined into center, a base hit. Scoring is Bregman. Fisher around third and coming home. Throw to the plate by Heredia on a hop, not nearly in time. Fisher scores standing up. It's a 2-run single for Springer and a 3-0 Astros lead.
2 outs for this 2-2. To the gap, left center field. Motter chasing after it over his head. Springer losing his helmet, coming around third base. He scores standing. It's a 4-run second inning for the Astros. Reddick aboard for the second time as he scores as an RBI double.
1-2. Swing and a miss. Struck him out on a slider away. Swing and a miss. Cruz goes down on strikes.
Keuchel gives up the leadoff home run. And then 3 consecutive strikeouts right through the teeth of this Mariners order. Cano, Cruz, and Seager.
And the Astros' lead has been trimmed to 7-5.
The 2-1. Saws him off. Here is Correa striding in to make the catch. And Musgrove puts out the fire.
The Astros win their third in a row, defeating the Mariners 8-6. For the moment, the Astros' magic number to clinch the AL West shrinks to 1, pending the outcome of the Angels' result later in the day. Dallas Keuchel is 13th win, allowing 1 run in 6 innings. Carlos Beltran, 3 hits and 2 RBIs. Jose Altuve, 2 hits and scores twice. The Astros inch closer to the AL West title. Manager A.J. Hinch spoke after.
Well, it's nice to be close. I mean, it'll feel better when we win. Hopefully win tomorrow and close it out, or maybe we get help tonight. But we'll see when the time comes. I mean, I'm proud of our guys, how we're playing, down this. This is not an easy stretch. I know that the games we won the series in Anaheim, first 2 games here, it's a little bit more of a grind than we're probably giving credit for with these guys. So they're getting after it. They see what's at stake. They know what's at stake. They're playing hard and playing well, which is a good sign.
What did you think about the way Musgrove shut the door there in the 8th?
Yeah, pretty awesome to come in the way that he did. We were staying away from Giles today. We were staying away from Davinsky. We were staying away from Liriano, guys that normally are in that role. Musgrove's obviously in that role as well. Luke had already pitched, so we didn't want to use Harris. I mean, we had a lot of restrictions on the bullpen today, so when you have that, you need guys to step up and come in and close the door. Martez lost his command a little bit, misfired on a few 2-strike pitches. Sip comes in, gets a broken bat base hit, and then you, all of a sudden the game's on the line, and Joe Musgrove steps up and threw exceptionally well. He's really taken to the bullpen role. Tonight was a good example.
I feel like the players have raised their level of play because they smell blood in the water.
I don't know, man. We got 90. How many wins do we have? 90, 89? I mean, we had a lot of wins. So we've raised the bar pretty high from the very beginning. Obviously, there's some sense of urgency to finish it. There's a little adrenaline that comes with it. But I don't know that we've played any harder than we've played all year. This group plays extraordinarily hard and come prepared. We'll have our mishaps here and there, but You don't get the win total that we have without coming to the ballpark every day with some sense of pride and urgency.
What's it been like for you to see Joe grow into that bullpen role, kind of embrace that responsibility? Not surprising, I'm sure.
No, it's been impressive because, obviously getting taken out of the rotation, it's going to go one of 2 ways. We sent him down to the minor leagues just to clear his head and clear his, work on a couple different things for 1 start. And it can derail you. You can lose your confidence. You can lose your mojo. You can lose some of your stuff. And feel like the world's against you. And he took it as a challenge, came back, bounced around roles. And then the official bullpen role, once, we got back to full strength, and he's taken to it with some energy. His stuff has come up. His body language, his posture, he comes in the game, he expects to do well, he works hard. He does everything that you would expect to hand the ball to a guy with a game on the line. So it's an impressive transition for him. I don't think we're out of the thought that he might be a starter down the road, but right now it's hard not to give him the ball in the 7th, 8th, or 9th.
We've seen it time and again from Keuchel, but Are you so amazed that he can pull out a double play when he needs it?
Yeah. I mean, it's, you know, he kept the ball on the ground from the very beginning of the game. The first, you know, very efficient first inning with the ground balls, and then he seemed to control, you know, everything. One ball elevated with Segura for the homer, but you know, we always say he's one pitch away from any sort of issue that he has on an inning by inning basis. So, you know, for him, I think being in control of himself, number one, is good. Then he thinks he can control the ball and control contact, and they didn't hit him very hard today.
Jay, you mentioned pregame that you may have a decision on Lance as far as Tuesday's concerned after he threw his bullpen.
Mm-hmm. We'll talk about it tomorrow.
Tomorrow?
Yeah.
See Beltran have a good day.
Yeah, it was good. I mean, we need him to be good like this, you know, and he's put some pretty good swings on the ball recently and not gotten the hits to show for it today. You know, obviously it would have been maybe his luck turn when he hit the ball off the bag. That's the sure sign that things are turning for him, and then gets a couple more base hits on top of it. So left-handed, he's been, you know, he's a real threat, and he's tough to pitch to. He swings at strikes, and his presence in our lineup is very important.
Dallas Keuchel gets his 13th win, allowing just a run and 6 innings of work. He spoke after.
It's exciting, but it's still a long ways away. I mean, we had a new man today, so we had talked about it before. If we had a scenario where we could maybe clinch after if the Angels lost, we all talked about it. And we didn't want to celebrate on somebody's loss. We wanted to come in tomorrow with a day game and the chance to have an off day. Do our job, run under pitching, so it's a big game for us. We still have high hopes of getting home field advantage, so at that point, every game counts, and if we win tomorrow, then we'll take care of business and have a little bit of fun, but we didn't want to celebrate on the loss, especially trying to wait it out to see if the Angels lost. If they didn't, then we're still stuck in the position, so we're going to win out right now.
George Springer, a nice game with 2 hits, 2 RBIs, and a run scored.
You know, obviously, that's the goal in spring training is you know, first and foremost, in the division, and you know, to be that much closer to it is a cool feeling.
And you said that's one of the goals, but you have a lot more baseball still to play beyond that.
Yeah, you know, obviously there's a long way to go. So you know, the goal is obviously to get this one off the checklist, and then keep playing from there.
Considering all the injuries you guys went through, especially in the second half, pitching, being positioned to do this and do it relatively comfortably, what does that just say about you guys and the kind of team that you have?
Resilient. You know, there's been some ups, there's been some downs. You know, we had some guys go down and miss some time, but we continue to play the same way. And testament to all the guys who are here and all the guys that have been here.
The Astros go for the sweep on Sunday. Justin Verlander on the hill.